I have a real burden on my heart to share this morning, and I just ask an interest in each one of your prayers that is listening today, that the Holy Spirit would minister to us. I'm very aware of all of the trouble in our world and of the hurting people, but I am also very aware that there is a solution this morning. I want to thank each one that has joined us for our worship service. Our world continues to face problems. Here in the United States, the number of cases is growing. There's millions of people have lost their jobs in the last week. The worst is not yet over. And the problems, with all the problems that there are, the government, the scientists, people are looking for solutions. The virus is spreading, and so people are looking for a solution. They're looking for a vaccine. They're looking for an answer to the problem. What can we do to fix or to cure this virus? There are shortages in our country. There's supply chain issues. And so there are people that are trying to come up with ways to meet that need. There are increases. Some places are just increasing production. So we'll produce more toilet paper. We'll produce more hand sanitizer. Some of it's not a shortage. It's just the ability to get it out to the people that need it the most. The lost jobs, the economy is spiraling downward. And I know that many people are feeling the effects of that. And so the government has lowered interest rates. Because there's a problem. What's the solution? So they've lowered interest rates. There are some, and now they just passed a law over the weekend or this week that they're going to be sending out money to, I guess, about everybody in the U.S. We'll see how all that works. But that's the goal, at least, because they saw people are without jobs, people are hurting financially, so we'll send out $1,200 to every adult. Well, the reason they're doing that, whether you agree or disagree, because we're going to pay for that one later. But the reason is that they are looking for a solution to the problem. So we have the problem of the virus. We've got the problem of shortages. We have the problem of empty grocery store shelves. We've got the problem of lost jobs. We've got the problem of the economy. And so then our government, people, everyone is looking for solutions. And I know just even on a smaller scale, some of you have lacks in your life, and so you're asking, what do we need to do to solve the problem? Well, there's a lot of time and energy and money that is being expended looking for the solution. And I really hope and pray that the solutions will be found. We don't want things to continue as they are, but there's a lot of time, there's a lot of resources being used looking for a solution to the problem. However, and this is the crux of the burden this morning, there is a much deeper problem in our world than a virus. And it is the problem of sin. It's sin that has separated people from God. And the result has been brokenness and despair. It's caused addictions, splintered relationships, lack of inward peace, and people are looking for solutions. And a lot of times people of the world don't recognize what the problem is because, see, before we can find a solution, we have to recognize what the problem is. So the problem, though, the crux of the problem of our world is sin. And people are looking for solutions to something they really haven't always identified the problem. And so they're looking to entertainment. They're turning to drugs. The marijuana use in this country is climbing drastically. And I have to ask myself, why? Because they're trying to find something to satiate the need of the Spirit. And some of the things of the world will minister, I say minister loosely, it will drown out temporarily the needs of the Spirit because it kind of creates a fog over the need of our Spirit. But it's temporary and it doesn't last. And so they're turning to, and people are getting addicted to things that the consequence of that is lost jobs. The consequence is broken relationships. Turning to the pleasures of the flesh. Temporary pleasure? Yes, there is some out there. But does it meet the deepest needs of mankind? No, it doesn't. The end result is it brings more heartache. And there are a lot of people that aren't at peace this morning. And regardless of your profession this morning, I would ask you, are you at peace? Are you at peace with yourself? Are you at peace in your marriage? Are you at peace with those around you? You know, there's an answer to that problem. It is impossible to be at peace with ourselves and with those around us if we are not first at peace with God. The solution this morning to the deepest needs that people are struggling with today is found in getting an experience with Jesus Christ. I am very thankful this morning that there is a solution to the problem that we face in our world. I don't have any stones to throw at those that have addictions in their life. I have no stones to throw to those that are struggling personally deep down inside this morning. But I want to offer you some hope, and that hope is going to be found in Jesus Christ. I don't have all of the counsel and all of the advice to meet every single need of the spirits that people have that are struggling with in their spirit today, but I know who to point you to. We know where to go to for our needs today, and that's to Jesus. There are solutions to people that have addictions to pornography. There are solutions to people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol. There are solutions to people that, I'm going to go, this gets down just where we live. There's a solution to grumpiness. There's a solution to stress eating. There are solutions to marital problems. And that's the grace of God. That's turning to one that can enable us to rise above ourselves and enable us to do what we could not do for ourselves. So there's real problems, and some people may feel like it's a little naive this morning. But do you see, healing doesn't always happen overnight. But the long-term solution starts with short-term decisions. And if you want the long-term solution to the deepest needs that are in your life this morning, it's going to start with a short-term decision that will carry you long-term to follow Jesus Christ and allow Him to work in your life like He wants to. Over in the book of Acts, in the second chapter, it was on the day of Pentecost, and Peter was preaching, and the people began to get convicted of their sin. And they were pricked in their hearts. They recognized that we don't have the peace of God. We're not living like we ought to live. We're separated from God. And in verse 37, when they heard the preaching, it said they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see, we recognize we have a problem. We recognize we're separated from God. So what should we do? What's the answer? And Peter gave him an answer, and it's the same answer to the question that we ask today when we say, what shall I do spiritually? My marriage is in trouble. What do I do? I'm struggling personally, and I have these addictions in my life. What do I do? I feel like things are falling apart around me, and I'm not at peace with myself, and it's causing me problems with people in my life. What do I do? To whom shall we turn this morning? Peter said unto them, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. See, it wasn't just to a few. The solution was to all people. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was also known as the Comforter. If you're struggling inside, you know there's a need of comfort.
There was a gift the Lord had to give. And he said, for the promise is unto, who was it to? It was unto you, and it was unto your children, and to all that are afar off. And to everyone, it said, those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The first solution to the problem of sin this morning is to come to a place of repentance. To come to a place that we are willing not just to say, I'm sorry, but to repent means to turn away from. If you have been addicted this morning, it is the power of God that can enable you to overcome the addiction. But it is for us to make the decision this morning to be more than sorry, but to say, Lord, I am so sorry for my sin that has separated me from God that I'm going to turn away from it. I'm going to go home and I'm going to clean my life of the things that I know are hindering my walk with God. It's not enough to pray for the grace of God this morning if we're not willing to get rid of the hindrances in our life. So when they said, what do we do? He said, turn away from how you've been living. Forsake your own way this morning. If you're not happy this morning and you're not at peace with yourself, recognize the problem has been, I've been following my way. I've been wanting it to do things my way, and I've been pursuing my dreams and my plans and my goals and my purposes. But when we come to a place, we recognize I'm not at peace. I'm not united with God. There are things in my life that are hindering, and I can turn away from my way and embrace Jesus Christ. We're going to start finding the solution. And we're going to find that He will come in and minister to us. Sometimes it takes a while for us to recognize the problem. And that was, and I'm very moved and touched this morning. Because He said this promise was to those that are afar off. Sometimes we can go to camp meetings and we can have a profession to be part of the people of God. But all the time we know what's going on inside. So whether you come to church or whether you don't, whatever is in your life, no matter how badly you have been living, the promise and the solution was offered to those that are afar off. It was to us, it was to our children, and it was to all those that are wandering far away from God. So don't give up hope this morning. Those of you that are praying for your loved ones, don't give up hope. Because the glorious news of the gospel will reach out to even them that have forsaken the Lord. So I think about the prodigal son this morning. He was someone that he knew really what truth was. He was living at Father's house. But he didn't recognize that the solution to his lack of peace was just right in front of him. And so he began to think that maybe it's out there. I just want to leave and I want to pursue the things of the world. Education, wealth, the pleasures of this flesh, it is a mirage and a lie of the enemy to think that soul peace is going to come from the things that this world has to offer. But that's what the prodigal son thought. He said, I just want to go out, and he went out and he sowed his wild oats. Did he have any fun? I think he probably did in the flesh for just a little bit. But see, that's the thing, it didn't last. And the consequence of what happened with the prodigal son is always the consequence of sin. If not in this life, then in the life to come. See, sin is what separates us from God. Sin has a lot of consequences and relationships with people today in this life as well. But I remember when the prodigal son lost everything that he had, and he found himself far from God. He found himself in a place he never thought he would be, and it happened by daily decisions that took him further and further away from Father's house. But the scripture says that when he came to himself, he remembered Father's house. And I want to remind you of Father's house this morning. You see, we talk about problems, but there's a solution. And he said, I will arise and I'm going to go back. And I'm not going to go back arrogantly. I'm not going to go back defensively. I'm not going to go back justifying or excusing. But I am going to repent. I'm going to turn away from the life that I'm living. And I'm going to go back and say, Father, would you just let me be a servant? And in that story, we read that the father was there waiting. He was watching for his wayward son to come back home, and his arms were open to him to receive him. Do you know this morning that that is the answer? And if you're not saved this morning, if there is sin in your life, and maybe you haven't even recognized, maybe there's areas of disobedience. Maybe you've had a profession, but there's things in your life that you haven't been obedient to the Lord. That's a problem. But if you will turn away from that this morning, the Lord Jesus will forgive us. It doesn't matter how far away we are from God. He will renew us. And that's the joy of the gospel message this morning. I know there's lots of bad news out in the world, but I am so thankful that there is good news this morning. And it's a news that Jesus will forgive, that He will renew, that He will give hope. And that's why salvation is only found in Jesus Christ. It said there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. There is no religion. There is no church. There is no apostle. There is no organization. There is no one else that can give salvation except Jesus Christ. Because, see, you don't have to come through the priest. You don't have to come through the minister. You don't have to come through these four walls. But you can go to your personal altar of prayer and open up your heart to God, and He will be there to save those that are lost. We sing a song in our hymnal that says, in Jesus I found what? A sweet rest. In Jesus, that's the solution to the problem this morning. If you're not at rest, if you're not at peace, you can find it in Jesus Christ. Scripture says over in Romans chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, but God commendeth His love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. In other words, those eternal consequences that come from disobedience, we can be saved from hell. We can be saved from that eternal separation from God. And it was while we were yet sinners. There are none of us this morning that deserve to be saved. There are none of us that have been good enough to deserve on our own merits to be forgiven from the wrong that we've done in our life. So this morning, if you feel unworthy, you're in a really good place. But you're recognizing that the answer is not coming from me. It's not coming from us. The answer, the solution is going to come from God when I just come in my state of need and say, Lord, I have a problem in my life. I need your help, Lord. And He wants to be there to minister to those deepest needs. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And Paul said, I'm chief. I'm chief. And I think it's noteworthy, it's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, Paul went on to say, howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. In other words, Paul was saying, I was chief of sinners, and if He saved me, surely He can save you. So really this morning, it doesn't matter. Maybe you've been raised knowing the truth. Maybe you've had an experience of salvation in the past. Maybe you've rejected it and walked away from the Lord. Maybe you've never truly known what it meant to have the peace of God in your heart. But there's good news. There's a pattern of God's mercy and a pattern of His forgiveness. We've all sinned this morning. We've all come short of His glory. And there's a penalty of death that we're all going to pay that price. Except we come to Jesus Christ and accept that wonderful gift of salvation. There is this morning healing in Jesus, we say, I have a problem. There's a solution. Jesus Christ wants to heal the brokenness in your spirit. He wants to heal the things that we can cover up with nice clothes and a smile this morning. And you know, I know that the crux of the burden was for those that are not saved. But even after we have been saved, there are times that we need some saving. And by that, I mean that, Lord, I'm broken right here. I need a Savior. I need someone to come and do for me what I can't do. I need healing, Lord. I need healing in my spirit. I need healing in my emotions. Maybe you're being tempted and you're weary, but do you know the Scripture says that there's a solution to that too? It says that He'll make a way to escape. So if the temptation's getting too strong and you feel like you're just about to give in and you don't know how much more you can handle, there's a solution. That solution is still in Jesus Christ, to come in our openness and vulnerability and say, Lord, I'm really struggling here. And maybe you've even failed. I don't think I'm the only one that's ever failed the Lord. You know, you can bring your failures to the Lord this morning. And He'll forgive you, and He'll restore you, and He will renew you. You think we have bad news in our world today? This is wonderful news. I am encouraged this morning in it. I'm so thankful the Lord is there. Personal. The Lord wants to personally minister to each one of us. I'd like to conclude this morning with one more verse that I'm sure many of you all can quote. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, we have problems, but we have a solution this morning. Jesus said, Come to me with your problems. If you're heavy laden, if you're burdened down this morning, you can come to me. And I will minister rest to your soul. You know, that's what the woman with the issue of blood, she was looking for the solution to her problem. But then she heard about Jesus and she thought, if I can just reach out and if I can just touch the hem of His garment, we may not know how to come to the Lord this morning. Sometimes we don't have the right words to say. We don't really know how to even explain our problem to the Lord. But if we can realize this morning, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, there's a place of healing and restoration. Jesus reached out to the lepers and He healed them. He delivered the possessed from evil spirits. He healed the blind. He mended the brokenhearted. He set the captives free. So it's up to us this morning what we're going to do with that. We have problems. And I wonder what would happen to our world if we were to spend as much time and energy and money in trying to resolve the problem of sin that people are trying to find to cure this virus. But you know, that's for us personally. How much are we willing to expend to find the solution to the deepest needs in our spirit? So wherever we are this morning, whatever our problem and whatever our needs, I want to very directly encourage you from the comfort of your homes this morning to get down on your knees. If you have a need in your life, if you're not saved this morning, you can get down and open up your heart. And if you can't kneel, see, we're talking about humbling ourselves to the Lord to pray and ask the Lord to come into your life or bring His healing. And He wants to do that. So maybe you could join us in singing a song in as we bring the service to a close this morning. The song is I Come to Thee. It's number 408. And as we sing this song, it is a song of invitation. You don't have to be at a physical altar to seek the Lord. And I would just encourage you where you are to come to the Lord today and let Him minister His healing and His saving grace in your life individually.